was out with my son, and we were going to hang lights off the house, and I had a GoPro on my head, which is a camera, and I wanted to record his reaction from the ladder as I would be hanging the lights. And as I went up, there's a crack that's been there for a number of years, and I've tried to repair it. I've gone up and I've looked, and I looked in through the crack, and the wall wasn't there. It was held together by plaster and steel mesh that I had plastered into the wall when I tried to do repairs on it about 10 years ago. And it was devastating because it just showed me my house is in terminal decline. Underneath that ladder is my child. I'm hanging lights outside his bedroom wall, and there's no wall there. It's only held together by plaster.
And it's so easy for, I suppose, people to get swept up in the sort of political end of it. But yes, it's things like this here that really just sort of bring it back home to that this is people's houses.
It's real life. And as far as I'd be concerned, it's not a political issue for me. It's a human issue. It's a humanitarian crisis that we're in. And they don't take it seriously. They're not listening. But they're going to listen, because what we have in Donegal is going to get worse. In the next 10 to 15 years, there will be no houses left standing. My home will not be here in 10 years' time. That it won't stand. And that's the reality. So where I have to move, there's tens of thousands of us that have to move. Where are we going to go? Where's the homes? That's the reality.
And we had amendment legislation that was being debated earlier in the week. You got your amendments put in. What was your contribution to that?
Well, I submitted 48 amendments now yesterday at 11 o'clock. They had to be in yesterday at 11 o'clock in the morning. We were given less than 36 hours to have the amendments done after the debate, after the legislation was released at 10 o'clock on the Tuesday morning, which was, and then debated less than 6 hours later. A ridiculous scenario. And they acknowledged that this was a mistake on their behalf, this is, but it wasn't a mistake. It was done deliberately, and it was done to try and, so that we couldn't get the expert advice or scrutinise things properly. But we have done the amendments that have gone forward now. There's 48 of them, and a 48-page document that we produced that has been put forward to this legislation, and we'll see what they'll accept and what they'll reject. But it's simple things. Side by sides need to be taken into consideration. You know, there needs to be upfront payments. There needs to be exceptional circumstances where we have people that have built homes. I have my own councillor, Dennis McGee, whose home he built with his own hands that crumbled before him, and he can't even get on the scheme. And it's a ridiculous situation that he's in, and his family have been abandoned by the state, as far as I'd be concerned.
And when are we going or expecting an update on whether or not these will be accepted?
We'll probably know next week. We'll know next Tuesday.